Good morning. We're here in Chiyodim, Kalam and Mal of Simon Dalad. This is the last part of the introduction, and then we'll actually look at the Simon. Okay, so what are the different explanations of the Pasuk Bekisim? Now, the correct place to discuss that issue is not really over here. Chiyodim will address this later on, but just understand this Simon, we need to understand the background. So there are three explanations in the Rishonim what the word Pasuk Bekisim means. So, and it's Pas, which means it's bread-like, as opposed to something which is more of a cooked type of mazonos. So it's bread like it's baked, but it's kisnin. So one explanation of the word kisnin comes from the word kiss, which is a pocket. So it's a bread like food, which is baked around a filling. So it has a filling, so there's a pocket there. So regular bread doesn't have a pocket, and this has a pocket. Ah, okay. So you're changing it from regular bread into something which is more snack-like, and therefore it's downgraded. There's no washing, no, the bracha is only mezonos, and you don't have to bench, you say alamech. Okay, that's one explanation. The second explanation is from the word, that the word to be koises is used by Chazal in the language of munching on something. So it's something which you have to munch it, which means it's more hard and crumbly and flaky than it is soft like bread. So bread is baked and there's a soft interior usually. You don't have to crunch on it unless it's very old and hard. But basically bread is not like that. But so if you take your bread and you make it hard, that usually means you're not planning to eat it like your regular bread. You're planning to eat it more like a snack. So a person that has crackers, pretzels, or even a flaky type of dough, some of your, like a Napoleon or something of that sort. So besides the filling, this explanation is, this is not a filling issue, this is the fact that the bread itself, the dough itself, is made in a different way. So that's the second explanation of the word kisnin. The third explanation of the word kisnin is kisnin was actually referring to these were little types of, let's say, raisins or different things which you would add into the dough itself. So the dough was a bread-like dough in the sense that it wasn't hard, it was soft, but you added other ingredients to bread, whereas bread, the general bread, the ingredients are primarily flour and water, maybe some salt. All of a sudden you're adding other things. You're making the dough sweeter, etc. So that changes it from being bread to being something which is more snack-like. And that's the understanding of the word kisnin. Again, so according to the Maamar of Mordechai, these three explanations are not exclusive of each other. Each one agrees with other two explanations, that halacha l'maisa, their mezonos, and alamichya. Just they're arguing what the word means. But according to the Mishnah Berurah's simple understanding, that's not true. And each one of these explanations disagrees with the other one. So if you understand the first pshat, that it means a pocket, the fact that you change the dough without a pocket and you just make it hard is still hamotzi. The fact that you add other ingredients in the dough itself, hamotzi. You add a, you put, make a filling, ah, mezonos. The second explanation says, no, that's not true. That the what makes it is different is because you've changed the dough itself. You made it hard. Oh, that's mezonos. A filling? Yeah, it's still a moitzi. The dough itself is soft and bread-like, but you put other things, ingredients in it, still a moitzi. So, and the third explanation says, the fact that you've put a filling? Yeah, it's still a moitzi. The fact that you made it hard? No, it's still a moitzi. You add other ingredients, you make it soft and sweet, and said, oh, that's a mezonos. So each one is exclusive of the other. Now, how much adding to the dough the ingredients? So that's a machlokes. Assumption, according to the Ramah for Ashkenazim, has to be a significant amount of change of flavor. A lot of sugar, a lot of oil, as opposed to just a little bit of sugar or oil. So challah on Shabbos, many people add some oil and they add some sugar. It's still hamotzi, without a question. A person makes a cake, and it's a lot of sugar, a lot of honey, a lot of oil, a lot of raisins. Oh, that's a different story. So something called cinnamon bread, where there's a large amount of different spices, etc. Okay, that's a mezonos. Okay, so these are the three explanations of what Pasuk Bekisim is. And according to this explanation, each one is mutually exclusive of the other two. So if I eat any one of them, so according to one opinion, really I should be washing and saying hamotzi and benching. But halacha is mekel and says no, that you're not going to do that. You're going to say just you don't have to wash. You say a mezonos, you say an halamichya. If I eat it during the end of the meal, it's the other way around. So according to one opinion, this is mezonos and requires a bracha during the end of the meal because it's not part of the meal. According to the other two, it's bread. I already said hamotzi. I can't make another bracha on it. I already said hamotzi, and this is really hamotzi bread. So there's no need to make a bracha. But let's say I have something which meets all three criteria, then you make a mezonos at the end of the meal. The last point over here, before we go on, is that what types of filling do this? So Mishnah Berurah comes out that the only fillings which are sweet do this, because that changes from being bread-like to being snack-like. But let's say I make a filling which is something which is more like a food. I fill it with meat, or I fill it with cheese. I fill it with something which a person would eat that as a meal. So that's just a quick way of having a meal. That doesn't downgrade it from being, that's adarav, but the purpose of that usually is more fulfilling purposes, unless it's clear that it's a snack. So franks and blanks, people that tend to eat them as hors d'oeuvres. I'm not eating them to fill up as a meal. So then, okay, that'll be a mezonos. Something which would be a person makes like a knish, a meat knish. So it's a filling, or a potato knish. It's a filling, but people eat it more for, you don't say, well, let's have a snack. You make a meal out of it. So the fact that that's a filling over there, we're not downgraded, according to Mishnah Berurah, and the bracha is going to be hamotzi and washing, hamotzi and benching. Have a good